Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. Just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, the shittiest wrestling podcast in America, only on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Sign my DNA.
Have you heard this yet, Derek? Have you listened to any of the new Kendrick Lamar?
I've only heard the single.
The Humble song?
The Humble song, yes.
Which is sick.
I watched the music video of it,
uh-huh.
And it really sucked because it's all cut up.
What do you mean? The lyrics or something?
Yeah, there's...
Well, you see it on television or something? Well, not on YouTube?
I didn't look at the YouTube because I was on the fucking hip-hop fucking music channel,
uh-huh.
On demand.
MTV Jams?
Yes.
No, it's like an on-demand thing.
No, it wasn't on demand. It was on one of the MTV things. I think it was Fuse or something, and they were playing... like songs and shit like that, and it was cut up.
When he was like, "I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop," you don't get the full effect.
I didn't get.
And
then you're like, "What?" Because it takes away from the bass and probably everything that hits.
I remember
like
syrup sandwiches and crime allowances.
Like you know how that shit goes.
Counterfeit. I'm rapping like Kendrick now.
So you're all about Kendrick Lamar again?
I'm always about Kendrick Lamar since he came out. Since I heard fucking ADHD, man, back right before the Good Kid, Mad City came out, when I heard that mixtape, I was like, this is fire. This album's about to be fire. And then when it came out, I was like, oh, yeah, this is good. And then, it's been like that since
he
came out.
And then you stopped listening to him after he
I still listen to it. This record's sick as fuck, man. It's like, I said this the other night on Twitter. I was like, our parents had the Beatles and we have Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is bad as fuck, man.
That's fair to say.
So it's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I have no idea what episode it is, Derek. Do you? 39? 39. I'm Sean.
And I'm Derek.
Did you see my Easter card I made today?
One you sent me that I asked you why I was Virgil.
For everybody, I took the NWO. I found whatever picture online of the NWO with as many people in it as I could find. Like most NWO pictures are just kind of like the main three, or it'll just be like Buff by himself or something. You know what I mean? Like when you type in NWO Google, and so I finally found one that had a bunch of people.
Like I told you earlier, you're going to have to find the one of them getting out of the limos because everyone joining the network.
It'd be cool to do a GIF, like the one where like nine
my
people
main question is
like Ted DiBiase was first and like the Giant was last, like one of them getting out of the limo.
My first question is, who's going to be the Giant of the group? who's going to defect?
Well, I was about to say, yeah, I already made Chris Clem Kevin Nash, so he can't.
He can't defect.
Nah,
you must not go.
Anyway, yeah. So it's Sunday night.
It is Sunday. Easter
God,
Sunday.
I can't stop coughing. It's Sunday. I mean, we're broadcasting. I should say, off the top, like it was kind of a crazy day because while we're all celebrating Easter here in Northeast Ohio, like one guy got shot dead on Facebook for everybody to see, and the guy that did it is still fucking free.
At large.
And here we're just sitting here talking about wrestling like it fucking matters. You know what I mean? But
that's our Sunday.
Yeah, so I wanted the guy's name. I've been waiting all day to find out the guy's name because I don't give a fuck what the shooter's name was. I care about the guy that got shot. His name was Robert Godwin. So.
I think it was Goodwin, but you might
be
right.
Godwin.
Did you look it up?
I looked it up like three times. So they might be reporting it wrong. It might be Goodwin. Who knows?
Well, I've only seen a quick glance of it, of all the pictures that people have been posting on Facebook that has maybe not been on Facebook today.
Yeah, pretty crazy. It's like pretty crazy thing. It's like you're sitting, we were just sitting down to eat at 3, and my mom's like, yo, university hospital's on lockdown. And it's just like, wow, it's just absolutely crazy that we can be sitting here trying to enjoy hamburgers while this guy got shot fucking dead walking down the street. Just walking down the street
probably
for
just
no
got
reason.
Done eating hamburgers.
For no reason,
that's
man.
Fucked up.
So anyway, Lousy Wrestling Podcast. It's fucking, there's no easy segue off that as Conrad Thompson on Something to Wrestle That's With. That's what, when fucking, they do that shit all the time. They'll be like, so such and such died this week and blah, 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 blah. And they'll be like, there's no easy segue, so we're just going to play a commercial.
And here comes a commercial.
It's like, I feel like you shouting out that there's no easy segue actually makes it worse. Anyway, so...
So, of course, you just had to make it worse for us, right?
Me and you were talking about how there wasn't really that much wrestling news to talk about. SmackDown and Raw were both good shows, but there's not much memorable or anything to... talk about
the
from
Roman Reigns things was the most
was the big angle,
but
this
they,
week
they ruined it with the
ambulance. But we'll so, get to that. Yeah, I wanted to talk about some big stories off the top. We'll get into our wrestling news of the week. We are live right now on LousyWeatherMedia.com. We're live every week a little after 11 o'clock. If you're listening to this on the podcast, join in with us on Sunday nights. We do have phone lines and stuff. We can take callers and take responses on Twitter at LWM Podcast, at LWP underscore wrestling, any of that shit. So, anyway.
And yet you still refuse to give the phone number.
yeah. If they want it, I'll give it to them. But, so...
You say people can call in, but yet you refuse to give the number for them to call in. It's wild.
No, you know,
I laugh.
I don't want any, like, independent wrestling trolls to hijack our phone lines. One of these days, I might just let them. I'll be like, it's independent wrestling troll night on Lousy Wrestling Podcast. If you're drunk and you're an independent wrestler and you want to call in, our phone number is this, and let them just call in.
Nice.
So anyway, the first story I want to talk about is there's been this big thing with YouTube, because YouTube is the number one like content provider basically.
So are they backing Anthem and the Broken Parties?
No, listen, it's, okay, so it's a big YouTube controversy. I don't know if a lot of people have heard this, but because it's been kind of flying under the radar. But YouTube's been losing money basically for years. They do it, they're owned by Google, so they have a safety net. Google makes a lot of money, so they can afford for YouTube to lose money while still providing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but YouTube's designed to try and make money off of its ad revenue, and advertisers have been pulling their money out. Like the big money advertisers have
less
been
ads.
They've been leaving YouTube.
Less ads.
And yeah. Okay.
Less skip
now. This would equate to less skip nows.
Thank you.
I'm
saying thank you in here. It's about to like destroy
YouTube. So follow me here. Their big concern, a big uproar happened because they found out that there was like a bunch of ISIS recruiting videos that were on YouTube that were monetized. So like fucking Geico ads and shit like this were playing before ISIS recruitment videos and shit. So the advertisers were kind of like, yo, like we can't keep pouring money into this while we're being associated with this type of content.
So,
you know what I mean? So not only – so
if you're with Geico, you're ISIS now. People, get away from
so,
Geico.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I mean, while they're trying to advertise for Jimmy Fallon and shit, they're also advertising on
secretly as ISIS
on ISIS fucking recruitment videos. So they started pulling money from YouTube. So YouTube launched this whole new filter system for their monetization. And
is this implemented
so,
by Trump?
So they're going to no. This is all Google and YouTube implementing this. All
right.
And so the idea is to put filters in place that'll stop them from advertising on questionable content. And one of the filters they put in place was pro wrestling, because less attractive content the advertisers don't want to advertise on. So one of the filters they put in place was to stop ads on pro wrestling.
Thank you.
Including WWE. Like, this is across the board. Anything tagged wrestling fucking was stopped being monetized. Like, some people were talking, like, I've gone from, like, $300-$400 a month to $3 and shit. Because they just stopped advertising on their videos. Now, I've seen other creators be like, as of now, I haven't been demonetized. I'm fine. I just saw a tweet from Brian Zane, who does the Wrestling with Regret channel, which is a great YouTube channel. And he tweeted that, like, he hasn't been demonetized yet.
Not yet. It will come soon, my friend.
But this might be like the end of the wrestling content boom on YouTube, because these guys, if you're not making money in other revenues, or you're not corporately owned to like get over this demonetization shit, you might not be able to make money on YouTube anymore. You know what I mean? It might be done for you.
Sorry, Impact.
So what do you think about this, Derek?
That sucks.
Yeah, but...
like, that really sucks a lot for a lot of the YouTubers out there who have their wrestling fucking shows and shit like that.
They do their own channel. They just review Raw and do this. Like, yeah. There's a lot of people who do what we do on YouTube. Like, yeah. They'll sit there in front of their camera, or they have good mics like we do. Whatever the fucking case may be. There's a lot of that content out there.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty for them, especially going from, like you said, $300 and some a month to $3. Yeah. They're counting on that $300 and some monthly to, like, I need a real job now.
Yeah, some of these people get to the point where they live off their YouTube royalty.
And now they got to stop being lazy again.
You know what I mean? Like, YouTube might be putting an end to the creator with
laziness.
Because, like... I mean, there's always people who want to do fun things and get viral on YouTube, but there's really good creators who stay on that platform because it makes them cash. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Like, a lot of those old people who used to be YouTube famous, like, think 2007 to 2010 and shit, when there wasn't really this big monetization platform in place for YouTube, those guys all signed movie contracts and fucking TV show contracts, and I mean, none of them fucking succeeded.
But at least they had that opportunity.
They did. Know? They did that instead of staying on YouTube, because there was no fucking money on YouTube. Like, I brought this up a bunch of times
before the money started coming in.
I brought this up a bunch of times because, like, Rick Rolling was a really big thing in the late 2000s.
Yeah,
and that was pre them putting ads before videos and shit. So, and nowadays, copyrighted music, if it's played in your video, they have, like, ad sharing things where you can share ad revenue can be split between that artist and you because you put the content up and so on and so forth. They have all kinds of
loopholes,
things like
so
that.
So you don't get sued
for
having their
exactly.
Music.
They have all kinds of things like that
give
for you
them
to...
give them a percent of your money
and
we'll be happy.
And for that person who made the song to, constantly always make revenue off
it's
of
pretty
it.
Pretty much make them
okay,
happy.
So Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up, when Rick Rolling was played, and that video was played like over 83 to 100 million times or some shit, he made like fucking somewhere like $1,000 or like $1,500 off of it, where like Psy... who did Gangnam Style, made like fucking $3 million off of his 10 million views. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's almost fucked up that this song can be, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just so before monetization on YouTube. And now it's almost going to get back to the point where it's going to be like it was in 2007.
Regressing.
Yeah, where a creator, if you're not getting sponsors or local content or things like that, or you're not corporately owned, you're not generating revenue.
You're pretty much fucked.
You know, so.
If you don't have money to back yourself.
YouTube always puts money into their creators, like... I actually sat and watched all of a YouTuber I watched. They gave them a YouTube Red show, which YouTube Red is like their premium thing. They have like Netflix style series. I always say series, and everybody's like, that's not a word, bro.
It's a series.
They have like Netflix style series on there.
I was waiting for you to do it again.
And I watched Matt Pat's Game Lab. I like binge watched it today, and like, there's a lot of money put behind that, and you know he got paid on that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's not like he did it for free.
Oh hell no!
But
a lot of them put
and they put the money behind him to make him look like a big creator and a star, and like that's gonna put more eyeballs on him and you know what I mean? Yeah. Everything. So.
Just open more doors.
So we'll have to see how this rolls, but it was it was kind of funny to me that they were like, and we're demonetizing wrestling, period.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. So I guess we're part of ISIS.
Yeah, if you're into wrestling, you're part of ISIS.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from the whole thing. Like
This makes me want to skip both my next two news stories and just talk about something different. Because did you hear the shit about what Vince Russo said about wrestling fans and dirt sheet writers?
No.
He said that if you're a wrestling fan, if you're one of the people to chant "This is awesome" at two wrestlers, and you get that worked up over wrestling angles, things like that, that you're homosexual.
What is wrong with it?
Yeah, you haven't heard this at all?
No.
I wish I could pull up the audio. Why? I should pull up the audio because I'm not.
So you're homosexual
to play
if you just say "This is awesome" automatically?
Vince Russo, like, it's on his podcast. That's... And...
What does this guy do to even say shit like that? Like, I'm baffled. Like,
shit like he made his living off of.
Like,
too.
What is up with your fucking brain, bro? Like, what is going on up there for you to say this shit?
Yeah,
like,
this was April 7th the story came out.
That's fucking crazy.
I want to find the fucking audio of
him
saying it.
I'm just shocked by it, someone saying that. Like, I don't just chant "This is awesome" for any fucking match or whatnot.
If you're
like,
this is what he said.
I think it's overrated saying it unless it's really fucking good, because there are some things that I'm like this is fucking awesome.
Okay, but. So he had tweeted like something about how Finn Balor didn't look in shape or something like that. So somebody tweeted back at him a picture of Finn Balor like in
just
the
got
ring
his ass
or something
beat by
like
Jinder
that.
Mahal?
No, it's like. Like Finn Balor, like with his abs and shit, and he tweeted back like
Photoshop.
He was like, "You got that picture? You must be gay, bro." And
what the fuck?
Yeah, so it's like, what is your line of thinking that you would not assume that if you're questioning somebody's physique, somebody would send you a picture of physique? And then he's like, "For you to even find that picture, you must be gay." And it's like, it's not hard to find pictures of wrestlers with their shirts off.
Google
all of their pictures of wrestlers are with their shirts off.
When they come down to the ring, their shirts are off for most of them.
He's like, "I just watched the Giants game. I'm not whacking myself off when Buster Posey comes to the plate."
What does
but anyway, the conclusion he said was, Russo said, "I have come to the conclusion, if you're a part of the NXT crowd, the people who were in Orlando, the This Is Awesome crowd, you fall in three categories. And it's this simple, bro. You're either A, homosexual, okay, you like men. For you to react this way, you have to like men. B, you're either no homosexual but have homosexual tendencies. Or C, you're in the closet. It's that simple, bro. Because men do not react to other men that way. It's not a normal function, bro."
What?
I love that he's like, "A, homosexual. Okay, you like men. For you to react this way, you have to like men. B, you're either no homosexual or but have homosexual tendencies."
So that's only for men. What is his theories about women?
Well, women are allowed to like men, I guess.
But what about other women? Like, what's his theories on that? His statements just baffle me.
I want to find the fucking audio. I keep finding. I can find hundreds of tweets. Okay, hold on. I think this might be it. Where's the cord at?
Hey guys, I'm back again.
When's this from?
Something that actually caught my attention on YouTube just a few moments ago.
Oh no, this is just some guy. This is just some bitch random
jerk off
talking shit on. This is just.
This is some.
That's us.
Being, I was about to say that's us right now. Just doing the same thing. Like.
Yeah, I wanted to hear the fucking. I wanted to hear the audio of it, but nobody will just.
That shit's been broken hearted. Delete.
Yeah, I wonder if fucking podcast one like just took that shit down. They're like, nah,
Vince Russo in general.
Or just that many people don't feel like going to get the audio to put it on their articles because it's not that big of a deal. They're like, nah, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I can't blame them. They're baffled by what he says. Like, why should we even, like, put out this ignorance even more and give them more publicity? I think it's rather sad.
Who, Vince Russo?
Just, yeah, like, anyone, like, that's just sad.
He is fucking sad.
Saying just fucked up shit like that. Like, he doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking What's about. What's
pretty funny is I try and, like, find him saying it, and I can find hundreds of videos of Jim Cornette talking about him saying it. but I can't find the actual video of him fucking saying it.
So I just need his audio. Opinion on you with Jim Cornette obsession, and what would you be? Homosexual, too? Because you have an obsession with Jim Cornette?
Like, everybody's talking about... Like, the big thing was Ryan Satin. Ryan Satin started, like, calling him out. Like, I'm sure Russo's advertisers, TrueCar and Casper, love knowing that they're paying him to say stuff like this. And it's fucking, it's the quote. That's a homosexual statement, bro. That's not a normal male statement. Wow.
And bro with everything. He's taking bro to... That's like the new gay word.
You trying to say Russo's gay?
Bro.
Oh, man.
That's all I can say, bro.
Yeah, the video of it has been taken down. Everywhere you look, here it is. Video is unavailable. Everywhere you look to try and find the video of him saying it, it is taken
hearty,
down.
Broken hearty, that shit.
That's funny. I wonder if Podcast 1 straight up deleted the episode. I'll have to look into that more later. I'll make an update on our Twitter or something.
Nice.
Since I just spent so much time trying to find it for no fucking reason. Let's hit like one or two quick things before we move on. Did you see that Dean Ambrose and Renee Young got wedded? I just said married.
Married. Correct.
Secret ceremony in Las Vegas.
I
did
see that. I noticed that the moment I noticed a ring on his finger.
Yeah, he had the ring during Raw and she had the ring afterwards.
Then I put that down as a question, like, did Dean Ambrose and Renee Young get married? Yeah, no one knew about it.
And then she tweeted, like, it's so good to be married or something like that. So, yeah.
But confirmed on Tuesday secret, or something like that.
And then speaking of other women having problems, Lana got groped at an airport.
Yes, I did hear about that. She is very pissed off.
Boston, she deleted most of the tweets. She left one that just was like, I can't believe I was treated this way. But she did tweet another tweet that was since deleted that was like, I've never felt so sexually violated by a TSA agent.
He must have been a really big Lana fan.
I couldn't believe she was 32.
How old did you think she was?
26, 7.
No, I knew she was closer to my age.
I don't know. They're all fucking 26, 7. Yeah, I know. I feel bad for her. You can't just, like... It's terrible. You can't just be like a woman go through an airport.
No, it's Lana going through the airport.
Yeah, man.
Getting groped by TSA.
Yeah, but how many women did he grope that day that's not Lana, that's not on Twitter with hundreds of thousands of followers?
Exactly.
How many women have he groped over the past 15 years that's not Lana with hundreds of
thousands
of followers?
How long has he been Bill Cosby?
Like, he just thought he was like, oh, Miss CJ Perry, how you doing today? A little feel up on her and shit. And like...
I wonder if he has a catchphrase after touching all.
And then it ends up being like a little somebody that has hundreds of thousands of followers who's a WWE worldwide known fucking performer.
Correct.
You know.
And might out him.
Yeah, he's... we'll have to see how that goes. The airport, like, responded like, oh, if you want to complain about TSA, here's the...
here's the number.
Here's the helpline.
Yeah, that's I seen that shit. I call it thanks.
Did you see the chicken nugget tweet on Twitter?
No.
This kid was like, yo, Wendy's, how many retweets do I need for free chicken nuggets for a year? Hashtag nugs for Carter. And they tweeted back 18 million. And last I checked, the kid's at like 3 million. He's about to break the most retweeted tweet of all time, which was Ellen from the Oscars, mm-hmm. has 3.3 million retweets. This is about to break that. It's at like 3 million.
And do you think he's going to get his nuggets?
Fucking Wendy's is like, this kid's Twitter account's verified now. I imagine he's probably already got nuggets. They probably already like settled with that dude. Like, here's fucking vouchers for whatever. They probably already settled with that dude.
They were probably like, here's vouchers for Big Macs. Fuck
they
nuggets.
They said if you pass Ellen's tweet, they'll donate $100,000 to the Dave Thomas charity they run. But yeah, this nugget tweet. This dude literally, he's fucking got a verified account. Over 3 million retweets now.
And are you retweeting it? As
I retweeted it from all the accounts. he just tweeted an hour ago that he's at 3 million.
So when are you going to start your retweets for your...
Well, what I was getting at is the traction of this tweet and how Wendy's is as a Twitter account, because Wendy's tweets a lot, and they tweet like...
They're
fun
the Donald
things.
Trump of food.
They tweet fun things.
I call
like
them
that.
The Donald Trump
they're
of food.
They're Donald Trump of fast food,
yes,
Twitter.
Yes, because they're always on Twitter.
And so what's starting to happen, though, is like every company's mentions are just flooding with how many retweets till I can have 2 free passes to Universal Orlando. And then, like, you know what I mean? Like Domino's Twitter will be like, how many retweets till I can get pizza for a year and all this shit. Like, and they're just getting full pages and pages of mentions that just are tweets like that. And like Universal screenshotted it and tweeted it at the dude, like, this is your fault. And
like, this is all you.
And then the other thing is, if you scroll through the fucking mentions on the original tweet, like, there'll be people like, yo, Domino's, how many retweets for 3 years worth of pizza? And then automated responses from Domino's official account will be like, hi, how can we help you place your saved order? Visit Domino's.com now, and shit like that. And it's like, no. Bitch, read lame fail with the automated shit. And then T-Mobile, this one person was like, T-Mobile, can you retweet this guy's tweet and help him out? He needs some help. And T-Mobile like tweeted back like, how can we help your friend Carter? And all this shit. Like, it was like, no, that's an automated tweet fail. Like, no, we don't want you to fucking help him with his phone bill. We want you to retweet his nugget tweet, motherfucker. Like, so funny. Just like,
Carter wants nuggets, damn it, not fucking his bill paid.
Nugs for Carter, bro. I've been following this shit for like a week now. But like, when I first retweeted it, it was at like 100,000 retweets. I was like, oh, that's so dope. Because sometimes things like that show up on Twitter. He's not the first one with this thing.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that night...
This is the new trend.
And Wendy's responding and Wendy's funny response and shit. Like, it just... went on a mission for like Nugs for Carter, and everybody's retweeting this fucking tweet. And
so how old until he's our president next?
Carter, he's already verified. Carter,
I mean it sounds like he's good at in the polls.
hashtag Nugs for Carter. You want to take a break? We'll come back, we'll talk hits and misses, superstar shakeup, and then get out of here for the night.
Sounds good.
If you're listening live, we'll be right back up in this bitch. That's how I describe
really
it.
Simple, slim. You're here.
Hi out there in lousy weather media network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Ooh, that pussy good. Sit it on my taste buds. No. I want to play that beat. I got that. I'm going to recreate it. Just don't tell anybody.
You just told our three watchers.
We hear it on Slim's next album, and you hear this just one note up. Soprano, see, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it. Oh, man, yeah. So, we were talking about Kendrick and break. And how he's the Beatles. Like, did you ever hear that song Black Beatles from Ray Sherman? It's like Black Beetle.
That's your reference of Kendrick Lamar. He's the Black
Beetle. No, yeah, I was about to say he's the real Black Beatles. Fucking Ray Sherman is not a Black Beetle.
He's the original
Kendrick
Beatles
Lamar is George. Out. He's George Harrison. He's like the real songwriter that nobody cared about. That's Kendrick Lamar. So anyway, Lousy Wrestling Podcast, we're continuing. This week was big. It's the hits and misses. That's our big segment here. This week was, like we said earlier, this week was a good episodes for both, but nothing too memorable. Like what we're basically going to talk about is Superstar Shakeup. What I thought with the Superstar Shakeup was literally like we're going to take the mid card of one show
and swap with another.
Yeah, move it to the other. Yeah, they just swapped them because it was literally
pretty
like
much
besides Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, they basically split up all the people that wrestle each other all the time.
And like
those
so,
two are
so
gonna
like that.
And those two went to the same brand, and of course they had a fucking match. So it's
I was definitely over that when I seen them both on there. I was like, fuck, nah. Yeah. There we go, Sami Zayn, the only two.
I pretty much checked out of SmackDown when they announced that match was happening tonight. I was kind of like, oh, God, for real, dude. But so
I said I was watching Raw again.
So there was a bunch of big switches back and forth. Raw opened up with
The Miz. Actually,
The Miz,
Miz Cena
and
Miz and
Maurice, and then Dean Ambrose came out and did the whole like he thought he was talking to John Cena.
Dude, that shit was funny. But then that also made me sad at the same time because I was like, damn, Luke Harper and Dean Ambrose will not be a tag team.
And I thought, yeah, the fucking Dirty White Boys aren't teaming together.
Dude, that was like a perfect name for them too, the Dirty White Boys.
I thought was great here, Dean. I was like, it's so tired. I fucking hate Dean Ambrose. I really kind of hate Dean Ambrose. I hate his character.
I'm not a big fan of him, but
I really hate the character.
The Miz is just amazing.
I hate it. Like, Dean Ambrose.
I just hope he doesn't die on Raw.
This is what I think about, because I used to watch the FCW shows, the Florida Championship Wrestling show that ended up becoming NXT, and now you can go back and watch the first few NXTs, the first year or two before they joined the network. Now you can watch those on the network, and I'm not sure if he's in the first few weeks of that or not. But when I used to watch the FCW shows, and it would be fucking Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose wrestling. Dean Ambrose wrestled in trunks and boots, and he was kind of the fucking classic technician wrestler. And
now they have him acting like the wannabe Brian Pillman.
He's a fucking.
Brian Pillman.
He acts like a lightweight douchebag in the ring and fucking when he talk. I mean, on the mic. I mean,
you're
and then
describing Brian Pillman.
And then his wrestling is fucking
Brian Pillman.
Yeah,
just say it. Like that's what I've come to realize with.
If you're gonna be a full striking type offensive wrestler, your striking needs to look fucking believable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't punch people and it look like fucking garbage.
I mean, you got to start taking pages from Jinder Mahal.
Fuck off. So that was another thing that happened. So Jinder Mahal got moved pretty swiftly this week after he fucking concussed one of the big returning stars. Finn Balor, who's been back, what, 2 weeks? Television back. He's been back on television for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And
he's been doing house shows.
God damn, did Jinder Mahal laid him out. We talked about this before the podcast. We'll talk about it here. He hit him with a forearm shot as Finn was stepping into him and forearmed him right to the face and KO'd him. Like, he had no lights on in his head.
If Big John McCarthy was there, he would have stopped the match.
It is all over. Yeah, if Goldberg would have fucking... Yeah, I'm doing Goldberg.
Yeah, like...
It would have been over. He was knocked out to the point he didn't brace himself for the fall or nothing. He fell face first into the canvas.
Dude, I watched it five times.
Gave himself fucking rug burn from the canvas, which is like, I mean, how often do you see these guys get rug burn on their face?
He's now a heel. Put it this way. He went from a baby face to a heel with that move.
Jinder Mahal?
No, Finn Balor. baby face to heel, you get
it? Yeah, because he didn't look good anymore. and then the very next night, Jinder Mahal was wrestling on SmackDown, so it was like,
I was waiting for that forearm.
It was like, dude, you got demoted, my friend. Sorry, you're going
dude,
to the.
I mean,
as much as we don't like to say A and B show because they've been pretty equal, and SmackDown even
Raw
beat them.
Show.
SmackDown even beat them in the ratings once or twice last year and shit. You know, so it's but yeah,
you're definitely going to the.
Raw's the A show, SmackDown's B show. And you're going back up roster.
Here's the thing. I really like Jinder Mahal as a heel.
Mm-hmm.
But they just use him
ineffectively. I've liked this return of Jinder Mahal. I like his Hard Body Mahal or whatever the fuck his name is.
Dude, he was with Handsome Rusev, okay? A tag team that he was like, no, they're not going to be a tag team. And then the very next day...
And they literally made him a tag team because... They saw potential in this Jinder Mahal character, but he's obviously sloppy and not very careful if he fucking just concussed that motherfucker.
You're
like
pretty much soon to be face of the company for the futures to come. Mm. This is how I look at Finn Balor. He's like their next.
Yeah, if you keep taking
10-15 year guy,
keep taking concussions
he's more looking like a Stone Cold 5 to 7 year guy, if that.
So let's talk about some of these swaps. Let's talk about the guys that went to Raw, SmackDown to Raw. Miz and Maryse, we already said. Dean Ambrose, we already said. They did Bray Wyatt promo. Just popped up on screen.
During the Finn Balor?
The match? Yeah, or it was at the end of it.
Yeah, they teased like a Finn Balor.
So Finn Balor's like all fucking dazed in the ring, like celebrating his win, because he did finish the match.
And he was wobbling like
and
he was
just knocked
wobbling
the fuck out.
How many of those?
Mike's Hards?
Yeah, he was kind of wobbling like you in the chair.
Not like last week. Remember last week with the Microsoft Edgies?
Yeah, the Microsoft Edgies.
That was the drunkest I'd ever been on audio. If you haven't, it's got over 100 listens to last week's episode. So it was nice. Like one of our most listened to lousy wrestling podcasts was last week. And
WrestleMania?
No, this is the WrestleMania Fallout.
Oh, the Fallout? Nice. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You said
WrestleMania Review is the most that's listened what I'm saying. To. That's this one's second. But anyway. So moving from SmackDown to Raw, they did the Bray Wyatt promo, and he was like, I'm coming to Raw, or something like that, or Raw's my home, and blew out the candle. He's even though I'm fighting Randy Orton at Payback, Raw's my home.
And he'll be watching Finn Balor. That's pretty much what he said.
What I basically saw this as is...
The return of the Demon King.
I think they're going to figure out some way to get... Brock, I expected Brock to show up on SmackDown, and it didn't happen. But
yeah, that was something.
My assumption is Bray's going to win the belt and bring the WWE Championship to Raw, the A fucking show, and the Universal title will find its home on SmackDown.
Yeah,
and that's my.
Because the Universal title is the B title.
That's
when you think of it.
That's my thought. So, I mean, what do I fucking know? That's just what I see them doing. What would be more plausible?
I knew that Jinder Mahal and Rusev was going to be tag team. So I'm kind of about 80% on the your whole theory here because I was having the same like theory that Bray's going to win.
And
the
it's
title
also
and
like
going to do something Brock, with Brock.
Brock don't even need to show up. He couldn't show up at Payback. Like Bray can win and leave, and Brock can show up at Payback and be like Randy.
He has no one contending for
Randy. I want you or whatever. Yeah, but Brock was on Raw this week, wasn't he? Or was that last week? Was Brock on Raw this week?
No,
he was and not. Then Braun Strowman came out?
He was off camera this week, I believe.
So that was last week when
last week
Braun came out and interrupted him. Okay, I'm running
he wasn't there
running
the
my
shake
weeks
off.
Together. Alexa Bliss showed up on Raw.
Another big thing with Mickie James.
She cracked me up in the ring. Yeah, Mickie James following her. She cracked me up in the ring because the crowd was cheering like, fuck yeah, Alexa's here. And she was just like, I don't need your approval. And it,
yeah, dude, that shit had
my,
me dying.
My favorite thing is because she, like, a lot of the people want to react with the crowd and be like, shut up, or I don't like you, or blah, blah, blah. She does it so nonchalant that it's so funny. It's so good every
time.
She's
really good. She sells the heel.
And
really
the thing is, she's only a couple years deep. She's only wait till she's seven, eight years deep.
When I told you I was like, yeah, this bitch is the shit, you were like, yeah, she really sucks. And then she became women's champion.
I've like, always said that she's been good since the Blake and Murphy thing. That was a big, and you don't even know what I'm talking about because you weren't even watching then.
Hell no. I don't know what you're talking about.
In NXT, she used to come out in her little fucking tutu.
I played the video game, so I know what they...
She was in a tutu, and she was fucking, and she was like Sparkle Woman. She wasn't a valet. She wrestled. She was Sparkle Woman. She became the valet of Blake and Murphy, and that's when the whole resting bitch face started, and the whole swagger and everything. And she started putting in the work. And by the time she debuted on SmackDown, she was ready. And me and you have been watching since then.
Yeah, dude.
And you've heard me every week talking about how fucking solid she is and how she knows where she needs to be, even though she's still really new.
See,
they've had sloppy matches. Her and Mickey had a couple. Her and Naomi had a couple. Her and Becky had a couple sloppy matches. But then they've also had a lot of good ones.
Earlier in the night when they had the Nia and Charlotte match and you messaged me and was like, spoiler, Charlotte just jobbed out.
Then we
when
both
I seen Alexa,
knew, like,
when I
okay.
seen Alexa Bliss, yeah, I knew instantly, gone. I was like, Charlotte's definitely going to SmackDown. Because
Charlotte jobbed clean to Nia Jax
because
in the ring.
You can't have two alphas on
and
Raw.
Nia also beat up Sasha and Bayley earlier in the night, too, didn't she? So. Yeah, Nia, they put Nia over like she's a fucking monster this week. I thought it sucked. Fuck.
You just didn't want Charlotte to. I noticed everyone
I don't think Nia's that
ended
fucking
up on the
crazy
opposite
good.
Show.
Yeah,
much,
exactly. They did the favors and moved on. Basically,
I mean, think about the New Day.
Lost the Revival. I didn't even notice Apollo Crews or Kalisto. When the fuck did that happen?
They announced those earlier in the day. They announced earlier was Apollo Crews, Kalisto.
So they probably
Slater
wrestled
Rhino.
Fucking on Superstars or some shit that they filmed before Raw.
Yeah, they announced that shit.
Okay, I saw Heath Slater and Rhino. I saw that on the show. Didn't they wrestle on the show or they at least showed up or something like that?
No, they said that during the show.
Okay,
they did like a little vignette.
Kurt Hawkins came out and put out
put out by the Big Show.
He put out an open challenge or something, didn't he? And then the Big Show was who responded.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Big Show just beat his ass.
It was just a KO, that was it.
So the big thing on Raw, though, was fucking Braun Strowman attacking Roman Reigns.
During the Michael Cole sit-down, yep.
Yeah, he's sitting there going, Michael Cole's like, no, you said this is your yard. What do you mean by that? Yeah, I've interviewed dignitaries and foreign leaders and covered the Iraq War, but I'm going to ask you what you mean by this is my yard.
Dude, I felt like it was 60 minutes at the beginning with Michael Cole. I hate it.
And
it's horrible.
So
I was happy to see
Roman didn't get to answer much before Braun just fucking leveled him.
Now this is where my "this is awesome" chant came
from. Now they did a lot of they did a lot of this well. He fucking threw him into the wall. Punched
dude, the
him.
The toss over the fucking equipment case was
Brutal, threw him over the equipment case, and then he fucking like kicked the equipment case himself, just like away from him. And I was like, damn, that was so like loud, and that thing went rolling.
Power slam on top of
then he like left and then he came back and fucking like how did they even do this whole stretcher thing? Like,
well, before that they did the whole smashed his head in the fucking with the equipment case and shit like that.
Yeah.
Then they power slammed him on the fucking equipment case.
Uh-huh.
That's when he walked away and they put him on a stretcher after they smashed his fucking head because he was coughing up blood, obviously.
And then he came up and grabbed the stretcher. And they cut away, or
they cut away prior, and then came back, and Strowman's cutting in.
While Strowman just runs up and grabs stretcher and throws it off.
So you can't really tell if Roman's on it.
When I watched the like this week in WWE just before you came over, and on there, I was like, man, it actually looked like he was on there.
When I watched it live,
I was like, oh, that was like dummied up or whatever.
Yeah, so did I.
But when I saw it on there, I was like, hold up, dude, maybe he was on there, because that was a fucking pretty sick bump, because you're strapped to it. So you hit, like, he hit maybe his feet first, but then you go straight face down into
or
the concrete.
Sideways or however.
I love watching this awesome clip. There's GIFs of it to show up all the fucking time, and it's Rey Mysterio strapped to a stretcher like that in Big Show. Taking him, and Big Show slams it into the ring post.
Yeah,
dude. And then Rey Mysterio goes face first. Like, literally, his nose is what hits the ground first.
Yeah,
into the ground. Protection, can't put your hands up, nothing.
Because he's strapped down to a board. Yeah, that's
exactly.
Brutal.
So, like, that's what it reminded me of when I saw Roman
dude,
take,
when I
take
that,
this, if
that,
he's on it.
This was, once again, my holy shit moment. Uh-huh. So I guess I became...
A homosexual, according to Vince Russo.
I guess there was two moments I became homosexual during this match.
I'm homosexual the whole time I watched
the
Monday
whole
Night
match,
Raw.
The whole show you became homosexual.
The whole Monday Night Raw, I'm homosexual. So anyway, they kind of are just like, what is he doing? They show the replay and all this shit, and then they start to load him in the back of an ambulance.
Of a different, like a city.
And you just hear Braun go, "I'm not done with you," and fucking climbs in the... It was the cheesiest like thing in the world. "I'm not done with you." I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. But then he climbs in the ambulance, and he like hits him like twice, and then he hops out the ambulance, does not shut the doors. I fucking focused on this on purpose just to watch, because I knew some whack ass shit was about to happen.
You knew they ruined the angle.
Yeah, I was like,
I felt
because it. I thought he was gonna get it and drive it was my assumption.
You thought
but
a stone
I,
cold moment was
but I knew
happen.
They were gonna do something. So when he got out and he didn't shut the doors, I was like, ooh, he didn't shut the doors. And then
he
fucking,
he was gonna back him out of something.
And then he walks over the side and he starts to tip it, and it was like almost too obvious it was on a crane, because it wasn't a good fluid motion, and it also wasn't really a struggle. Like, he didn't like let it weigh down like, oh,
I'm
fuck,
I'm
and like
sorry no up? One can flip that motherfucker.
He didn't fucking
not even
like
the world's strongest man, Mark Henry.
He didn't. Well, we've seen Mark Henry
physics, bro.
We've seen Mark Henry lift trucks on SmackDown.
Still,
like, they did that on physical. SmackDown on purpose because he's strong.
Think about it.
So he's like lifting it, and fucking they didn't do the shit where he like tries to lift once, gets it so high and has to come down like, ah, fuck. They did the shit where he was just like, oh, and he just was like going slow like a Dragon
like
Ball Z character. Yeah, like it was literally just on a crane coming back, like, and just flip it over.
And then instantly ruined this.
And then once it flips, he walks around the side, and the fucking doors on the ambulance are shut. And that pissed me off, because if they wanted the doors on the ambulance shut in the cut, he needed to shut the fucking doors on the ambulance.
To begin with.
It pissed me off.
What pissed me off
this was botchamania, dude. Yeah, I mean, the whole fucking thing. Yeah, dumping him off the thing was the end. That was cool. That was cool as fuck.
Dude, best, like I.
He didn't need to flip no ambulance.
That was probably going
to
be the best thing since the Best Friends Festival.
And when he did fucking flip the ambulance, it was like.
Dude, I put my
head
down.
And then the doors were shut after they were open when he got. Go back and watch that footage.
I didn't even look.
If you are listening to this podcast and doubting me right now, go back and watch that fucking footage.
No,
when he gets out, he does not shut those fucking doors. They're both wide open. Roman's just sitting there. He walks around the side, flips the fucking thing. And the doors are just shut.
Right.
And it's like, what the fuck? Like, at least give me some continuity, WWE. Give me a dick-sucking break. Jesus.
Give me a moment where you don't ruin something good, please. Is what yeah, I thought I with mean, the fucking... The moment he flipped, I was like, holy shit, they ruined the angle.
What was the go? What was the ending of Raw this week? What was the last match?
Ending of Raw was, I believe, Champions versus Champions. Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I do remember this. Okay, and this was and Kevin Owens lost, right? Because Kevin Owens
and
going to
Chris
SmackDown.
Jericho came out.
Yeah, Kevin Owens is wearing his KO Mania shirt, and then Chris Jericho like interrupted. Yeah, and that's how
at
he lost.
Correct.
So Jericho, they still have a rematch at Payback too. Like a lot of this superstar shakeup shit is kind of on hold because of rematches at the next event.
Which kind of summed it up on SmackDown with what would happen. They already announced that. Right at the beginning of SmackDown with Kevin Owens, since he shows up on SmackDown, they announced that later on that they would have the three-way match and stuff like that.
Mm. And they also announced, like, almost immediately when Kevin Owens showed up on SmackDown that whoever wins the U.S. title match will be on SmackDown.
So I'm thinking possibly they could do a two-for-one right there and get...
And get Jericho on SmackDown, too.
SmackDown, too, and boom, have Jericho when he comes back. But we both know Jericho's going to do his Fozzy tour.
So SmackDown's end of the Superstar Shake-Up. They got Kevin Owens, like we just said. He came out and opened a show with no beard.
No beard.
In a fair promo. And what, Sami Zayn came out, I want to say,
came
too.
Came out, interrupted it.
And Daniel Bryan... was like
Baron Corbin came out then too.
Baron Corbin too, and then they were like
then AJ on. Styles came out.
And AJ was over as fuck.
He just because
And AJ Kevin Owen said AJ this with the played brand it new up too.
Kevin Owens show, and then when he came out, he was like, they tell you whose house this is.
And AJ played it up too as a babyface. He didn't cut heel promo at all. This was not a heel AJ.
But he's still a heel.
I just say AJ. This is not heel AJ this night, though.
No.
It wasn't. It was straight. He was straight up like...
letting the universe dictate what he is.
Exactly.
It's
so,
pretty much welcome to SmackDown.
And did Daniel Bryan come out here?
And then that's when he came out and said Kevin. They all wanted to challenge Kevin Owens for the title.
And he's like, oh, well, Jericho's got a shot first.
So
but,
we're going to make a three-way...
Yeah, then whoever wins that fights the champion eventually.
Yeah, gets the number one contender.
The only thing I thought of this was like, okay, so we don't have a world title. Or no, we do have a world title on SmackDown, but that person is already wrapped up for a main event.
Bray Wyatt, which is on Raw pay-per-view.
Yeah, who did Randy Orton wrestle this week?
Eric Rowan.
Okay, so Eric Rowan returned. Eric Rowan had his pseudo Vader 1993 fucking gas mask.
This is a big miss on Raw because the moment I heard his music, I was like, why does he have my creative characters music?
They're using like a track from.
Go back and listen to the music, and you will find it on. WWE 2K17.
I haven't
custom.
Played 2K17 since I bought it, basically. I bought
well,
it and just literally haven't played it.
You can make
it
a custom song for your wrestler.
I need to get back into
that
it.
Was the first thing
I've
I
I've been
noticed.
Making too many beats. I've just been making music, man. Ain't got time for 2K17 anymore.
Yeah, that was the only thing I had to talk about was...
But he's got your CAW music.
Gotcha. I was like, what the fuck? Like, why does he have like this weird, like,
that's funny.
Creepy, like... it's supposed to be the psycho music.
So we said Sami Zayn that. Okay, so what do you think about how they did this? They kept announcing they're going to do a women. Shane McMahon's going to dress the division because the division had been depleted and all this shit.
Right.
And so he came out and he played it up like, we're going to have a second generation wrestler. Father was a world champion, one of the greatest of all time. Tamina, and fucking brought out Tamina, because and everybody
everyone's
was like,
thinking Flair.
Yeah, everybody's wooing and shit.
And yeah, that was smart and because then, they're both pretty much the same thing.
And then he's like, oh, you thought I met someone else? Well here she is, Charlotte Flair. And
well,
Charlotte
maybe I am, out. Yeah.
Yeah, Charlotte came out.
I can't.
And then they just ended the segment. It was like Charlotte came out and didn't even come all the way to the ring, and they just ended the segment, went to commercial.
The crowd was pissed off because they wanted Sasha. So
they wanted a match. And yeah, the crowd wanted Sasha because they were in Boston.
Yeah, so they wanted
Sasha. They did another thing with Gronk this week too, didn't they?
With Mojo Rawley.
Mojo and Gronk. It was pretty cool.
He will be
Gronk
the next Kevin
Green,
Carl Malone, athlete to wrestling same time.
Gronk did the like New England
beer
leap,
splash.
Foxborough leap. Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. Gronk did the beers on Jinder. That's why Jinder got moved to SmackDown, was because of the Gronk segment.
Yeah, because of
That's the reason why they needed to move him.
Now you're putting two together. You're like,
yeah, it was nothing.
It had
about
nothing
the
to do with Balor's face.
It just had to do with that.
It's gonna fuck up the new guy coming back. He has to have a feud with Mojo
Rawley. They moved Rusev and Lana, but they announced it
separately. Yeah, which was weird.
Yeah,
so is Lana going to wrestle
when they
now?
Announced, like, here comes Lana, I was like, oh, they're repackaging Lana away from Rusev.
Like,
but then,
she might be wrestling.
And then the next commercial break, they were like, here comes Rusev. I was like, okay, so they just moved the package there. Yeah,
unless,
but
they
did use
wrestle,
they did
okay.
use like all fucking pictures of Lana smiling and her hair down. Like it was none of the like ravishing Russian like suit fucking angry face
and
shit. Yeah, it was all like smiling, loving pictures of Lana. So we'll see what the fuck they do. Who knows? Shining Stars. They wrestled on Raw.
Yeah, and then they
so
showed up.
So I didn't even notice them on SmackDown.
Yeah, they showed up during the Uso match in American Alpha, and they fucked up America Alpha. After
and then
Usos
the
won.
Other SmackDown fucking pickup was Sin Cara.
Sin Cara.
Yeah. What do you think about that fucking pickup?
When was he on Raw?
I didn't even know Sin Cara was a part of the roster still.
When was he on Raw last? Like,
I couldn't tell you.
He beat up the guy who just left because we didn't address the Aiden Inc.
Yeah, and that
he came
that's,
out.
And they were on
SmackDown. Aiden English. Wrestling.
Okay, they were on SmackDown because
he addressed that he was no longer with the Vaughn.
So was Sin Cara already part of SmackDown?
No, I just was wondering when he was last on Raw because I forgot he was totally on Raw.
I couldn't tell you. I don't think he was.
Because they didn't even bring out the New Day either.
So I'm like, they have so many people on the roster, and it's like, this is literally who they moved. They moved the mid-card. There's not one big star on here. The biggest star they moved was The Miz.
And Charlotte.
And Charlotte.
Who are you talking about? Charlotte was probably the biggest star.
Miz is bigger star than Charlotte.
And Kevin Owens.
Miz has only been on TV for like 2 years. Charlotte's only been on TV for 2 years. Miz has been on TV for fucking 12.
Yeah, but who's the most over?
Miz is over, and he's a movie star. Moving on.
Straight to DVD.
Moving on. Anything else on SmackDown you want to hit before we fucking get out of here?
Not really.
Yeah,
unless
it was one of those things.
AJ Styles getting demoted down the pool of going
to U.S. champion.
To U.S. champion.
Well, that's what I was about to say.
Thing about that, though.
What's up?
Whatever title he'll have will be the most relevant title.
But
he'll be more over than the Universal title.
I was
going to
mention this earlier, but I kind of glossed over it, moved on instead. Randy's tied up in an angle, so we got to give AJ something to do. And did he won the match?
He won the match.
So whoever wins between that, you know, I mean,
Chris Jericho. So we could possibly have Chris Jericho, AJ Styles, but it's going to be Kevin Owens.
It gives something for
AJ Styles and
it gives
AJ
something
Styles
for AJ
be the baby
to do.
Face.
And the main title is going to be going to fucking Raw
until somehow, some way,
the Universal shows up on SmackDown.
Unless Goldberg,
that's
not Goldberg, but Lesnar just shows up.
That's
I can't
my
I said Goldberg. Motherfucker said his farewell 2 weeks.
That's
ago.
My thoughts. Fuck. Is, you know what I mean? Like, everything kind of fits in place for that to happen.
Yeah, it could.
Whether it does or doesn't.
Just a matter of how they piece it.
Yeah. But, so did you watch 205 or NXT or any of that stuff?
I stopped watching 205.
Yeah. I would like to watch 205. There's just too much programming. After five hours of Raw and SmackDown, I want to check out other stuff.
It's not that. It's just stagnant.
It's been the same stuff. All the angles are on Raw.
They build on 205, and you very rarely see it on Raw. Mm-hmm. So you have to basically watch both of them, which I did for 4 months.
Or you only watch one or the other.
And with the shakeup, you're thinking, oh, new guys are going to go here and there. But I thought
everything was going to go to SmackDown.
All the same angles are still going was going before WrestleMania are still going on. So,
I thought just because of traveling, they would move that shit to SmackDown. It's just been stagnant.
NXT, they had their... Since we only watch it, since we don't get it live.
It was
live,
farewell for everyone.
So, it was really no spoiler alert. Yeah. Because we already knew what was going on prior.
Yeah, we already knew everybody left.
Yeah, so it was all right, so... It's just one of those. So, I'm waiting for... Next week.
I tried to click on a TNA had apparently done a pay-per-view this week, and I was like, oh, cool, TNA one night only, check it out.
One night only, yeah.
And I got about 30 seconds in and found out it was an all-female pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And then Jeremy Borash opened the show. Actually, they opened the show with Paul Elrig's daughter, Rachel Elrig, who took a terrible bump into the wall when she got thrown into it. And then they cut to Jeremy Borash in the ring. And, his opening description, he was like, we're going to have two people in this ring, and one of them will be victorious, and one will not. I'm just like, oh, my fucking God. And then he went to the next thing, and he's like, we're going to have two people wrestling. Both are going to come to the ring. It's like, okay. Like, that was his whole intro was stuff like that. It was like he would set something up and just say a blatant fact that we already knew. And I turned it off after that.
I didn't even watch this, did you?
No, it was on YouTube. Oh, thank God.
Once again, why they're getting no money.
There was no ads before this shit. They are demonetized. That's funny. So anyway, I got a match of the week before we get out of here. Sure. Do you want to talk about what we want to do for a new format? We'll talk about it right now before we get out of here, since we do have a little minute.
Sure, if you
So the idea is starting next week.
Episode 40.
Yeah, we're going to...
We're no longer Lousy Wrestling Podcast. We're at the Drunken Wrestling Podcast.
Drunken.
See, yeah. Now watching
you're talking in the side of the mic.
Yeah, watching. There you go. Watching you drink has now made me
never want to drink again.
No, just made me drunk somehow because I just started stumbling and fucking.
Yeah, that's funny.
Started talking from the mic from the side and shit.
The goal is we're going to start. We're going to still do news and hits and misses. We'll make it a kind of a quick front end segment.
Correct.
And. Instead of splitting it into two long format.
Correct.
And we will then in the second segment begin to review old programming. And at first it's going to start off just kind of random and we'll go from there. We might just pick random TV shows, might be a match. It might be whatever the fuck. And then
can it be Jinder Mahal's forearm to Finn Balor's face?
Just that forearm for just on repeat for an hour. and then if we pick longer shows, like a pay-per-view or something, maybe we'll do, if it's like a long show with a lot of stuff to talk about, we'll do part one 1 week, part two the next. Stuff,
yeah, and then stuff I figured like that. The federations have their pay-per-views and shit like that.
We'll do pay-per-view review at front and then do our normal reviews at the end and kind of fuck off the news and hits and misses because who cares. Exactly. So that's basically the idea and where we're going to go from there. So, I'll come up with something. I don't know. Maybe we should even put up a poll or something. I mean, we'll probably only get one or two people that'll vote on our poll.
Except for you, who's going to vote five different times.
But, I know, that's how Bruce Pritchard and them do theirs. It's they put up four topics and they poll on it. Whichever one wins the poll is the one they do.
Sure.
Maybe I'll fucking put up some shows and then by Wednesday we'll know what we're watching. And then between Wednesday and Sunday, we'll watch it and do it on the podcast on Sunday.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll do that. And then match of the week this week. You'll love this one. We're going to go all the way back to early 2008, Sunday Night Heat. We're going to watch D.H. Smith versus Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You all right?
I forgot Hacksaw Jim Duggan was still wrestling.
He was still wrestling in 2008, yeah. He was definitely at all the house shows I went to in 2007.
I forgot all about that.
So this was like the debut. Because
you said he was more over than John Cena.
Yeah, this was like Harry Smith's like second or third match, Davey Boy Smith Jr. When they still called him like D.H. Smith, there was Natalya wasn't really there yet. T.J. Smith, T.J., what the fuck's his name? Tyson Kidd.
Tyson Kidd.
Tyson Kidd hadn't really debuted yet or nothing, so it was he was the only one brought to the roster, and like there was so much potential for this kid then. You know what I mean?
That they ruined.
They had so much potential for this kid. He got suspended twice, and then he ended up leaving the company by 2010 or so. And
plus, you also got to think the shit that makes people give him.
He's been in Japan since and doing pretty well for himself. But yeah, so it's just fun to watch him at this age, and this is almost ten years ago. And no, I mean it's still him mostly offense. I'm pretty sure, and it's just fun to see. Like, okay, this kid had so much potential and so much technical ability.
Much potential that they put him with Hacksaw.
He was like 20. Well, I mean, Hacksaw's a veteran, man. Grizzly veteran, ho, dude, bro.
His potential's so high, they put him with Hacksaw.
This match is on YouTube. Just type fucking Harry Smith versus fucking.
That's all I gotta say. His potential was so high.
Harry Smith versus Hacksaw.
They put him with Hacksaw.
Sunday Night Heat. Like, Harry Smith was, like, perennial on Sunday Night Heat was only a WWE.com show for, like, the last year. And I used to watch it. It used to be, like, one of the Yeah, back then, in, like, 2007, I would watch, like, AM Raw. Do you remember AM Raw? Like, 2 a.m. they would fucking have, like, a short Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
I used to watch AM Raw, and I'd watch Sunday Night Heat. Because, like, Sunday Night Heat, I would see super crazy and fucking Hardcore Holly and shit like that, and it might only be a 5-minute match, but I got to see some of the people I remembered. And still, this was when I was getting back in, because I had stopped watching wrestling about 2003, and this was 2007 when I was getting back into it, starting to watch wrestling again. That was one of the ways for me to get back into it, was okay, I could watch Heat on WWE.com for free, and I can see Hacksaw and Super Crazy and fucking Hardcore Holly and these people I knew, and somebody named Harry Smith Jr., you know what I mean, and shit like that. I could see some people I knew instead of like turning on Raw and seeing a bunch of fucking people I didn't know. Dude, right off the bat.
One thing I don't like about the network is you have no Shotgun Saturday Nights on there either.
Shotgun Saturday Night would be a good addition. I've thought that since the beginning.
That would be sick, dude. There's
Sunday
a lot
Night
of,
Heat
dude,
would be a good addition.
There's a lot of Shotgun Saturday Night and Sunday Night Heats that a lot of stories were driven
Shotgun,
in base, especially during 97,
Shotgun,
98. Think about it.
In the early days was an actual show, and then by like 98 it turned into just like the way
TV.
Well, no, it turned into the way way Jacked and Metal and Sunday Night Heat were.
It was
just
pretty much like MTV, like, scripted shit.
No, that's not at all.
That's how I felt it became.
No, not at all. It was just recap shows with one or two matches. Like, they started filming Shotgun Saturday Night just in the arena.
Right. Think about it.
In the arena, they had that show Jacked. They had the show Metal. All right, they had Velocity. Remember
Velocity
and Heat? So it was like they turned Shotgun Saturday Night into that by 98, 99. The original nights were like in the strip club, nightclubs, and fucking subway stations and weird shit like that. And
subway stations.
Not on any TV, but so.
Dude, there's a lot of story
they
nodes.
Have,
think about it. Austin Rock.
They do
Shotgun
have.
Saturday
there's
nights
so much content.
Like
even
sure.
The older stuff, like they gave us like 10 Smoky Mountains. They gave us like 10.
10, and there's
Mid-South,
500.
You know what I mean? So,
millions.
Yeah, there's 92 to 95 on Smoky Mountain they could give us. You know, they own so much. The AWA, there's one. They own the AWA library that goes back to the 60s.
And
they gave us like 5 ESPN shows that we can watch on ESPN. Like ESPN Classic still fucking plays those.
Yeah, that's one thing.
I don't know who has ESPN Classic, but they still fucking play those.
Old people have ESPN Classics. They like to watch the hardwood
classics.
I
don't know. I don't know what carriers still carry them, but
I'm just saying older people like it.
So anyway, yeah, watch this match. It's fun to watch Harry Smith back then. If you don't watch that match, watch a different one. Sunday Night Heat, 2007, 2008. Harry Smith.
I would try to watch
on, like, the
it,
last
but I
few
can't
episodes.
Find it on the network. So
you
I
can
gotta,
find it on YouTube.
I gotta find,
you can
it,
find
on
it on YouTube.
The definitely, quality, you won't find it on
quality.
The network.
Quality would be garbage, but in 2007, when you were watching internet videos and 56K WMVs, it was garbage then too. I mean, with
what's
this,
garbage
this
now,
wasn't high quality flash video.
Yeah,
this wasn't high quality flash video back then. Yeah. This was fucking garbage ass 56K.
That's what I'm saying.
WMV
what is garbage
footage.
Now was garbage then.
So anyway, you ready to get out of here?
Yeah,
this was a good episode. We got through this pretty quick. Life is A-okay. Kendrick Lamar, damn, is a good record. Check it out. Have you heard it yet?
No, I told you. I've only heard the single "Humble."
And Zagiri, and we're out.
This what God feel like.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.